This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They go with the pop pass, and it's an option two pass. And launching it is Jackson.
The Battle Hawks.
That was exciting.
Playoff-bound Battle Hawks are in action again this Friday, 7 o'clock in D.C. The Battle Hawks are 7-2, and they'll be taking on the Defenders. We go to the guest line this morning, and we welcome in Battle Hawks receiver Blake Jackson, who is with us on KMOX. How's it going, Blake?
Hey, guys. How's it going, man? Thank you for having me on.
Hey, we are happy to have you on, and we love talking to Battle Hawks players. Pretty much everybody we've talked to has been a great deal of fun, and I think a lot of it has to do with being on this team and the amount of fun this team must be, especially considering you play in a building where people in St. Louis come out to support in a huge way.
Yes, sir, man. This year has been definitely one to remember. Everybody on this team we've been preaching since training camp to have fun, to remember that this is football and it's a game. And even though it's our profession, it's our career, that just to remember to have fun, remember the little things. And it's been evident in the way we've been playing. So, yeah, man, we're going to keep it going and carry that over into the postseason.
I see here you spent some time in Cape Girardeau as a quarterback for the Southeast Missouri University.
SEMO.
Where are you from,
yes,
originally?
Sir. So I'm originally from Houston, Texas. I actually have family that lives in a little small town outside of Joplin, Missouri called Crane.
I've been there.
Growing up, I was there every year for Thanksgiving and the summer and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, man, so I'm familiar with the area, Missouri and everything.
Yeah, so Blake, it's interesting because you don't see it a ton where you've got a guy who's played quarterback in college and then moves to receiver, which you did. What was that decision like? Was it all your decision? Were you sort of, you know, goaded into doing that, or how did that come about?
So whenever I was coming out of Mary Harden Baylor, I had some scouts that came up to the school to like work me out before my pro day. And pretty much the scouts were just saying, you know, just out of the, off of like the level I was coming out of and my measurables and all that kind of stuff and height and weight. But the way that I played on the field, they said that I might want to transition and try out receiver. So I started training receiver and watching film on certain guys that were already doing it in the league and just try to, you know, mimic what I would like and teach myself in a way how to run routes. And I just got to work and studying all the ins and outs of the receiver position. And once I learned it and got in front of the scouts, that was it.
Well, first of all, did you push back against it? Did you not want to? And then secondly, once you decided to do it, how quickly did you take to it?
No, there was really no pushback from it. I remember it's crazy how God works and with your journey, man. I remember coming out of high school, I had an opportunity as a dual threat quarterback to go to like big power five schools and play receiver as an athlete. And I had turned that down then, to stay at quarterback. And then whenever I was, transitioning, from SEMO going into the transfer, you know, world, I had the same thing, guys telling me, hey, you know, if you want to play receiver for us, then we can get you here. And it was a bigger school than the school I ended up going to. And then I ended up playing quarterback, and I was glad I stuck with it. And now we fast forward to today. Man, it's such a blessing. You know, I didn't there was no, you know, pushback on my end because more of like, hey, man, I get to have this opportunity. I just want to put myself in the best position to have the opportunity to play professional football at the next level. So I did that, and I wouldn't change anything.
So when I was in high school 100 years ago, my best friend got recruited to Arkansas. He had been a running back, and they converted him into a wide receiver and a kick returner. And he gets drafted by the Seattle Seahawks, and he's their kickoff and punt returner, and made the Pro Bowl his first year as a kick returner. And I would have to believe that that's one of the most scariest things to do on a football field. How do you like returning those kicks?
Man, the return game is fun. That's something that, you know, little league and middle school and high school, like if you played football and you were an athlete at some point in your career, even if no matter what the position you played, you returned the ball. So that was something, you know, that wasn't new to me. I've done it. Been playing football my whole life. I've done the return stuff before, and it was just kind of just going out there and taking care of it, trusting in my ability, trusting in my athleticism, just go out there and make plays.
Well, you do it very well, and you know, one thing I've observed about this team through the interviews that we've done with the various athletes, I sense that there's a strong faith commitment by a number of members of this team. Has that helped? Has that helped kind of bind you all together as a cohesive unit?
Yes, sir. Of course, you know, a lot of guys on our team are faith driven and faith based, and you know, that feeds over into just off the field stuff as well. Guys linking up together to go to church, guys linking up for Bible study, guys just praying together. You know, we faced some adversity through the year, through this season, and I feel like we've overcame that adversity just based off of, you know, believing in God and God's journey for us as a unit.
Battle Hawks receiver Blake Jackson, he's number 8. He is with us here on KMOX, and you've got the game coming up on Friday night, so it's another Friday night contest. You go back to your high school days of playing on Friday. Do you like Friday? Do you like Saturday? Or do you like Sunday? What do you prefer as a football player?
Man, I prefer any day I get the touchdown on that field and get on that field, man. It doesn't matter. It could be a Monday, a Tuesday. It could be any day of the week, and we're going to go out there and perform, man. So it's just a blessing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you've got the playoffs. You got one last regular season game that's fairly inconsequential. But the playoffs are right around the corner. What can you tell me about your opponents that you're going to see in that conference championship?
Yeah, man. You know, we know what their strengths are. We know what their weaknesses are. We have a great, you know, game plan for them, and we're gonna live by what we've been living by all season, man. We just go out there and we do our 1-11. Everybody takes care of what they need to take care of. We don't need no Supermans. Everybody just play their role. Everybody know their role and make their play when their number's called. We're gonna have a great season. Great end to our season.
We should mention that we already knew that the UFL championship game was going to be here in St. Louis. That is June 14th. Well, also the conference championship game now is going to be here in St. Louis, just because there was some sort of conflict or something in Washington, D.C. So that conference championship game is going to be here, too. So we have, you know, we've been telling every player, Blake, who's come on the show in the last few weeks, that you have to get to the championship game now so that you can play in front of the home crowd. So you have to promise to do that.
Oh, yes, sir. That's a promise I can keep, too.
You can keep it?
Yes, sir. We can keep that promise.
I'm going to need more detail. Tell me how you're going to keep it.
He's going to get a 73-yard punt return, Ronge.
Yes, sir. We're going to get you a touchdown on special teams, get you a touchdown on offense, and, yeah, man, just everybody, like, taking care of business. We're going to be
six
there.
Six sacks. Six. We're going to sack the quarterback six times.
But can you also get me like another trick play? Because you had the 57-yard touchdown pass on a trick play.
Yes, sir. Hey, if the time, if the game, if we're at a point in the game where that's what we need, then we're going to get it done. But you know, we can get it done without, you know, with all the trick play stuff. I feel like we can still get it done.
I enjoy watching this team so much and always have.
Yes, sir. It's a fun year. It's been a fun year, fun team.
Talk to me about the coaching, because I feel like your coaching staff is A+.
Yes, sir. So like it's evident in the way that our team players, if you can tell, like how we go out there and we perform, how we handle ourselves on the field, off the field. That's a testament to our coaching staff, man, from top to bottom, from Coach Beck all the way down to, you know, it doesn't matter. It's everyone. Every single coach has played this game, has played this game at a high level, has been coaching this game at a high level, has been around the best of the best. So they know what it takes to put together a winning team and a championship team. So that's something that you could tell that, and I'm grateful for. As an individual, I'm grateful for just the coaching staff, man, and what they bring to the table. Each person always brings something. That's football-wise, but also in life, man. We have a lot of guys that bring the philosophies to us every day, every week, and they're teaching us how to be better men on and off the field.
All right, so Friday, road game. It's your last road game, really, of the season, because however long the Battle Hawks go, they will be playing at the Dome at America Center. So that is Friday night, 7 o'clock, against D.C., then the following week again against D.C., but this time we'll be at the Dome. So we're looking forward to having you back here in St. Louis. Blake, good luck to you, and you promised a championship game, so you have to deliver now. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, of course. I appreciate you guys, man.
Don't show them any of the good stuff on Friday.
Yeah.
Save it.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Yeah, so you're going to, like, there's going to be a little bit of that, right? Like, holding back?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no. I mean, this weekend, you know, we're going to go out there, and we're going to do what we need to do to get the win, and however we need to get it, we're going to get it. And then the next week as well, you know, whatever we got to go out there and do, we're going to get the win as well. So, it's going to be a great postseason for us, and we're looking for it. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Blake, and good luck to you Friday. Good luck to you next weekend and the weekend after that. We really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man.
That is Blake Jackson, the Battlehawks wide receiver. He's number 8 on the field.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.